This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An investigation by the AP and the PBS series Frontline documented a sophisticated Russian-run smuggling operation to steal Ukrainian grain, AP's Ed Donahue.
The plan was to use deceit and falsified manifest to steal more than $530 million in grain.
All of the grain traders are worried right now because you might unwittingly support a Russian war by buying and selling grain.
International criminal law attorney David Crane says taking food supplies from civilians in an occupied zone is a violation of the Geneva Convention. Russia says the claim is false and baseless. Maritime risk analyst Amin Daniel says this would be hard to prove.
Please bear in mind, grain is not oil.
Tests can be done on oil to check its origin.
I suspect in grain it could be a bit more difficult. Hence, falsifying the manifest even more important.
Satellite imagery and other data show ships carrying grain from Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine to ports in the Middle East. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are warnings about foreign efforts to sway American voters, and it's related to Russia. We get more from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. officials say Russia is working to amplify doubts about the integrity of American elections, while China is interested in influencing policy perspectives in favor of Beijing. That concern aligns with an unclassified intelligence advisory that says China is probably seeking to influence select races to hinder candidates perceived to be particularly adversarial to Beijing. Officials say they have not identified any credible threats to the election infrastructure like voting machines, but the intelligence warning comes amid the peak of a midterm election campaign cycle in which a rising number of candidates and voters openly express a lack of confidence in the nation's democratic process.